I've been a fan of Catherine Newman since the days of her original blog, Ben and Birdie, which chronicled her life as a mother of young kids. I fondly remember her lentil recipes and her board game reviews and her humorous takes on the messiness of daily life. She's kind of a modern-day Nora Ephron, with a talent for making the mundane entertaining. Her novel Sandwich was published last summer and became a word-of-mouth breakout hit, a manifesto for the menopausal that explored the blessings and curses of caring for aging parents while simultaneously raising young adult children. This fall, Newman returns with Wreck, which is set 2 years after the events of Sandwich. It finds main character Rocky back home in western Massachusetts and once again surrounded by family, her husband Nick, daughter Willa, and widowed father Mort, who has moved into a studio apartment behind their house. When a local young man dies in a train car collision, Rocky learns the victim was a classmate of her son's and becomes engrossed by the case. Meanwhile, she's dealing with her own medical mystery, a weird rash that starts spreading and defies explanation. Wreck is everything we've come to love about and from Newman, a blend of pathos and humor that gets you thinking about your own life and the people you share it with. And where Sandwich took us to the family's annual summer vacation in Cape Cod, Wreck has an autumnal vibe that leads up to Thanksgiving and the annual reminder to be grateful for our flawed and beautiful lives. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.